Yeah, Rob, it has been very, very emotional out here, especially where we are in George Floyd Square. This behind me is the Cup Foods, and George Floyd was killed right in this area, 38th in Chicago. That's this intersection, now closed and turned into a memorial, packed with people today, remembering 1 year later. At George Floyd Square, a 9 minute and 29 second moment of silence to mark 1 year since George Floyd died here.
I can't breathe.
I can't breathe. Those words took on new meaning all around the world. Today, demonstrations happened in cities across the country, from New York to Los Angeles, and of course, Minneapolis. The Floyd family met with President Biden at the White House.
Mr. President and Vice President gave us a condolence and just keeping up, touching back on what happened last year, reiterating everything.
Find the defendant guilty.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was convicted of murdering Floyd, but Floyd's girlfriend says that conviction is not the end of their movement.
Some people thought this was sort of over with the verdict, but it seems like in many ways it's just the beginning.
It is. To me, it feels like just the beginning. Now, I feel like I have been launched into taking some action, and I think the world feels that way too.
Just gotta be careful here with some gunshot. Excuse us.
And on the anniversary of George Floyd's murder, violence near the square in Minneapolis where he was killed, right while journalists were reporting live. There were more than two dozen gunshots this morning. Police say one person was hit and taken to the hospital. What do you make of that happening on a day like today where people are here to be peaceful?
What I make of it is distraction. Someone wanted this to be distracted, you know, maybe even not to happen.
And police say that suspect actually sped away from George Floyd Square in a car, and they are still looking for him tonight. Rob?